Life can be an immensely pleasurable experience, an absurdly dirty, filthy one if you're doing it right, of course. I believe it was Socrates who said, "As to marriage or celibacy, let a man take which course he will. He will be sure to repent." This being a reference to a course of linguine he consumed at his local branch of Costa, a portion of food which would eventually claim his life, some 35 years later. But enough incandescent vowels and consonants, forced to blend with one another to form a horrid poem of sentiment, here are some funny sounds for you rather flaccid ears. Marvellous! Our most gracious thanks go out to the London Symphony Orchestra for refusing to play for us here at the A Personality Too Far studio. Luckily, our sound editor was on hand without his trousers on, which brings us on to this week's special guest. You may remember him from the hit TV series Don't Flatter My Pastry and his award-winning crumpet repertoire, which garnered several death threats in the Greater Cornwall area alone. So now, all that is left for me to do is to welcome to the studio Mr. Vice Stringen by Organ Dinner Smitten. Oh dear. It seems I cannot apologize for this rather blundering snafu, as my lunch is yet to arrive. Henceforth, I shall dispense with any courtesy immediately. Mr. Stringen by Organ Dinner Smitten is unable to accompany this week's edition of A Personality Too Far. We shall continue to broadcast in his absence and wish him hell in all his future endeavors. I think perhaps some music might aid the void left in our hearts by his absence to ease our wounds and cup our buttocks. And as the second aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute fades away, we move on to our immensely popular radio segment, What Time Do You Call This Then? This week's request comes from one Andrew Billingham, and he writes, "Dear David T. Archibald, if it wasn't enough your alcoholic wife leaving her discarded Bailey's stockings over my lawn, I now have to deal with your infernal pet flamingo squawking throughout the night. Do you have any idea what time this is?" Well, Andrew, while your question wasn't exactly in the pre-designated format we requested, I think I can deduct what you are trying to say, and I think I can safely reassure you that Mrs. T. Archibald won't be bothering you or I any longer, as I calculated highly unlikely the body will ever be found. As for the flamingo, I'm afraid this is something you need to adapt yourself to in the foreseeable past. I hope that has questioned your answer. And as our sweet dreams morph into dreary misery, bathed in the shadows of our meek and bleak immortality, it is time to end the show. But on a high note, I hope. Oh dear. Then all that is left for me to say is many thanks to our producer, Bill Paxton II, our sound editor, Karen the Sled Leddy, and your presenter tonight, Billy Crystal. Good night.